Jack pushed the glass door open and stepped out onto the hot sidewalk. The bright light blinded him for a moment. He walked away quickly from the restaurant, hoping no one would follow him. Once he was a block away, he sighed in relief. He was free. The business lunch that day had been brutal. When it finally wound down, Jack didn't waste a second getting out of there. Everyone else could stay behind, kissing up to the bosses, but the next few minutes belonged to him. Jack Hawthorne had given up a week to come to Los Angeles for a work conference. He was expected to give up his lunch breaks, too, but at least he had a few precious moments before he had to get back to the office. The Southern California sun beat down on him as he walked along the busy downtown street. He wasn't sure where he was going, but he knew he needed to stretch his legs before returning to work. The afternoon would be full of meetings back at the company headquarters. Jack would spend the next few hours putting out fires and playing along with office politics. He wasn't looking forward to it. Jack picked up the pace, his long stride covering the distance quickly. He spotted a small city park across the street. Jack found an empty park bench and took out his phone. "Miss you," read the text from his wife, Annie. She had sent it half an hour ago when her last class had ended. "Miss you too. Just two more days," he tapped out, sending the text back to his wife in Texas. He sighed. The timing of this work conference was far from ideal. Annie had been going through a rough time. She needed him back home. He had offered to cancel the trip and stay with her in Austin, but she would have none of it. She had insisted he go. And the truth was, he didn't have much of a choice when it came to these work conferences. As a mid-level manager of the Austin branch of a software company, Sunstream Data, his job pretty much required it. He had to make these trips to the California headquarters a few times a year. It had never been a problem until now, though. His wife wasn't the type to be needy, but with all the challenges of the past few months, she needed him now. He swallowed a twinge of guilt. But Annie would be fine. In just 2 days, he would be back home with her. Everything would return to normal soon. And anyway, he couldn't do much about it now. He had to clear his mind of his worries. In a few minutes, he'd have to be in another meeting. Jack needed a distraction. He absentmindedly pulled up a familiar website on his phone. It was an online forum with discussions about conspiracy theories. He had discovered the site a few months ago. Visiting it had quickly developed into a habit. At first, he thought the people on the forum were mostly a little nutty. He read the site mainly for entertainment. But somewhere along the way, he realized that a few of the people had some interesting ideas. Who knew? Maybe some of them were right. He had seen enough to know he couldn't blindly trust everything the politicians said, much less believe everything he saw in the news. Jack scanned through the forum website. He scrolled through the usual sort of discussions. Nothing much new today. He brought the phone down by his side and looked around. A young woman walked along the trail at the opposite end of the park. She held the hand of her child, a little boy who babbled happily. Sunlight glistened off the woman's auburn hair, and it reminded him of Annie's red curls. Jack glanced at his watch and rose to his feet. He needed to get back to the office. Time to face the music. He glanced at his phone one last time, his thumb poised over the lock button. But before shutting off the phone, a new post on the forum caught his eye. "High alert. Take shelter immediately." Someone had just posted a new thread on the website seconds earlier. Normally, Jack would have ignored it, chalking it up to another paranoid conspiracy theorist. But today was different. Something told him to take it seriously.